this new tea, y'all. Oh my, let me tell you. I was walking past this cafe the other day, and you know, I'm just enjoying the sun, doing my thing. And I see this sign that says black matcha. I was like, black matcha, hold up. Hold up. I ain't never heard of black matcha before. And now y'all know, like, matcha right now is just so popular. It's just, the trend is booming on it. And I love matcha. But I'm kind of like a natural contrarian. Not because, you know, some people just want to be different or oppose everything just because they want to be like a jerk. That's not why I do it. I just like balance. You know, when the world is leaning one way, I'm like, hey, the teeter-totter is offset. And I like balance. So I will naturally kind of go the other way. So when I saw black matcha, I'm like, this is right up my alley because green matcha is just way too trendy right now. I walk in, I try the black matcha. I'm like, whoa. And I spark a conversation with the owner because I'm like, yo, what's going on in here? I can feel the vibe. It's different. And I'm looking around and I'm looking at the products. He's got all these different tea products. Then I notice this label. And I'm like, yo, I ain't never seen this label on a box of tea before. And he's like, yo, you are the first person to notice that. I was like, oh, really? He said, yeah. I'm like, well, that's my gift. In hindsight, you know, I see things. I notice things. I got good vision, 2020. But he's like, nah, like our tea is comes from regenerative soil. This is the hardest label to achieve, to get. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, nah, like this isn't just like organic. This well surpasses organic. He's like, this label, there's only one other brand that has this label for tea. I'm like, wow. He's like, yeah, it's just carefully crafted from the soil. So I'm like, I gotta buy this. You know me, I love my tea, y'all. I'm a tea connoisseur. I'm a tea lover. I go home, I steep it up. I let it brew. Smell it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is different. Take a taste. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like, oh, I could taste the care that was crafted into this tea. I'm like, wow, this brew is so beautiful. This brew is so beautiful. I literally wish I could just like somehow send you a cup. But, you know, today is still like a cup because something beautiful is still brewing for you, you know? Something so beautiful is brewing for you. You got to believe it. You got to receive it. You know, when you're growing up and you were just like, you know, you're just playing or you're minding your business. And then all of a sudden you get like a whiff of something. You're like, what's that? Cookies? It's like your favorite cookies, or it's your favorite stew or soup, your favorite meal, whatever it may be. Is mom cooking? Is dad cooking? Maybe it's grandma, grandpa, whoever it may be. Maybe it's your best friend's parents. Maybe you're over at their house. I remember my neighbor back in the day, they were Portuguese and they would chef up some of the best seafood. Whole house just, oh. Or my mom, she would chef up some amazing Jamaican food. Now, my mom, a white woman from Newfoundland, but she can cook Jamaican food like, whoa. Best Jamaican food in the city that I've had is in my own mother's kitchen. And you know, when I was a kid, I'd be able to smell it from outside, come back running into the kitchen to check it out. And you look at the pot and then it's like, nope, it's not ready yet, but it's still brewing. And in that moment, you know, you are about to eat so good. You just have to be a little patient. The sign is there. The signal is there. You can smell it. Something beautiful is brewing for you. You just have to be willing to receive it when it's ready, you know, when it's ready. You know, I think right now in life, many of us are missing the signals, and this happens. It's all good. You know, we get so fixated on the worries, the uncertainties, the past, the regrets, what they may think, that we can't even pick up the smell in the air. We can't even feel that natural mystic, that spirit is all around us, holding us down. That something so beautiful is brewing for you. I want you to take a moment just to know that. Feel that. Something really beautiful in life is brewing for you right now. Doesn't matter if you can't see it. It doesn't matter what happened last week either. Because you already know that life is working for you. It is not working against you, although it feels like that. But we know, deep down we know, don't we? That life is just giving us the resistance that we need to succeed. You know, I was at my therapist the other day and she was like, yo, Heinz, if you could sum up 2024 in one phrase, what would it be? You know? And I paused and I was thinking about it. You might be, oh, you're like, hi, do you go to therapy? Of course, man. I love my therapist. I love a good release just to be, I'm a conversationalist. You know, I like to talk, and healers need healing too. But I meditated on that question. I was like, what was 2024 like for me? And I was like, you know, 2024 was the year of the furnace. I feel like it chopped me up, threw me in a pot, turned the heat up on high and cooked me so good. Wasn't easy. But I told her, you know what? It wasn't meant to break me. It was a beautiful brew that released new hues and flavors out of my spirit. It gave me the opportunity to know myself on levels I didn't even know existed. It got me ready. You know, it's like in pottery. You ever try pottery? Yo, first off, when I went and tried pottery for the first time, I was humbled. I don't know why, but I always just felt like, oh, I'm going to do pottery and I'm just going to be good at it. Like back in the day when I started getting creative, I was like, really just, I would start something and be able to do it, you know, and like get good at it really quick. I remember even an old friend one time was just like, yeah, you just know how to do shit. You're just good at shit. So I kind of just like carried that with me throughout life. Like, yeah, anything I do, I can do. But for some reason, pottery, I'm like, you know what? I got this. Tell me why I went to try pottery and I was humbled. Humbled. Clay flying all over the place. My hands are just shaking. I'm just thinking I'm going to make some beautiful vase or a mug or something beautiful. And then I'm just like, oh my God, this is hard. But then you keep going, you know, and you get on that wheel again, and then you craft something. Again, you craft a cup, a mug, a vase, something beautiful. And then you take your hands off, but you're not even quite done yet. It has to be put through the furnace. It needs to feel the heat to strengthen it, right? So it can hold what it's meant to carry. So it can be used in whatever way the creator meant for it to be used for. And many of us are being put through the furnace so we can hold what we are meant to carry. Man, more life is coming your way, more blessings, the abundance, but also the responsibility, the purpose, the influence. You understand, many of you are going to be leading, many of us are going to be leaders, and many of us have been put through the furnace, but something so beautiful, I believe, is just brewing for us. You know my favorite items in my home, because I like to collect little things, you know, are like my thrifted ceramic pieces, because they stand the test of time. And I look back at the last year and I'm like, yeah, sometimes you get put through the furnace so you can stand the test of time. You don't even know what's happening inside of you right now, do you? Something so beautiful is brewing for you. Maybe you can feel it, but you can't quite name it. Something beautiful is brewing within you. I keep saying it because I want you to meditate on this all day. I want it to be a mantra. I want it to be just sown into your spirit. Repeat it to yourself. Something so beautiful is brewing for me. Something so beautiful is brewing for me. Oh, you're not who you were last year. And that's great. You know, get comfortable with not recognizing yourself, because you're expanding, you're evolving. Oh my God, you're going deeper. You are growing and doing things that are so beautiful, and something so beautiful is brewing within you that you're going to become unrecognizable to others as well. You're not just expanding higher, you're also going deeper. You're going deeper. You may not even be the same person as you were last week. That's how deep you're going, because you're becoming. It's like you're still in the middle of your own mystery. And many of us, we worry about that, trying to cling on to something, trying to control something, trying to make sense of this, not realizing that that mystique in itself is beautiful. We need to romanticize those seasons in our life that are full of mystery, you know? I struggle with clarity sometimes because, you know, I'm always like, how do you explain something that's never been done before? Like, how do I explain this? What, you know, like, I don't even, when people ask me, what do you do? I'm like, I don't even like to say I podcast, because then it's like, this podcast is a one-on-one. It's very different. It's a completely different experience. I started off the whole short form podcast style. I never even had a guest. Like, I don't, to me, I'm almost like, it's just like, it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, how do I explain this? How do I explain what I do? I struggle with that clarity. But then the other day, someone was like, yo, you're like the smooth jazz version of podcasts. And I'm like, I like that. I'm like a podcast artist. But then I realized something. You know, every week, about 3 to 5 times, I look around and I'm just like, yo, what is this? Are we in a simulation? Like, straight up, y'all. I'm like, are we in a simulation? Like, how did this experience, this existence even come to be? Like, we're all here just living, just breathing. And we don't even know how it began. Like, was it the chicken first or the egg? Was it a fully grown human or was it a baby? Like, what happened? Well, I've actually thought about this a lot, and a baby wouldn't make sense, right? Because it wouldn't survive. I actually think that an adult human would have been crafted with like a base level operating system. You know, I guess you can actually say, like, in the Bible, when like God created man and woman, you know, he created them as like young adults, I imagine, right? And put in like a base knowledge operating system into them, right? So I actually think the chicken would have came first, and the chicken would have been created. See, these are my thoughts like 3 to 5 times a week. But anyways, none of us actually know how the universe came to be. Now, someone could say God, and I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, like, I agree. But like, I want the details. Like, well, where did God come from? You know, like, I have so many questions. And I'm like, the fact that we're making like AI and robots now, and we're making like virtual worlds, I'm like, is this a simulation? I've been thinking like this since I was like in grade 3, like legit, or before. I have so many questions. But then I realized I have all these questions, but yet I'm still living my life every day, getting up, trying, floating on this rock in space, full of mystery, but we're still moving forward. And then I realized, okay, well, even if I lack clarity or purpose, and if I'm confused about what my next move is, I don't need to freak out. I don't need to worry. Let's embrace it. Like, let's dance in the middle of that mystery. You know, look at it like a scavenger hunt. In a movie, in a good book, those are like the best scenes, you know? Those are some of the best chapters when there's tension. And as a reader and a viewer, you can feel that story building up. You enjoy it. You don't even want to put the book down. You don't even want to turn the movie off because you want to see the breakthrough. You know that something beautiful is brewing. Just like something beautiful is brewing for you. It's coming. It's already happening. The soil is warm, my friend. You just have to learn how to dance in that mystery a little bit more. The nuances of life. Understanding that everything is working for you. Oh, that when it's a bad day, don't worry. A good day is right around the corner. Sometimes you just have to let go. To let God. But sometimes you just have to give up. Just to live up again. You understand? Sometimes you give up trying to control, trying to make sense, so you can fully live again and understand that something beautiful is brewing in my life right now. You may be stressing like, oh my God, I've been single for so long. Am I ever going to meet my life partner? Something beautiful is brewing for you. Oh my God, everybody I know just has it figured out. They know what their career is, what their purpose is. And I don't, something beautiful is brewing for you. Can you believe in that? Just like you get that whiff in the air, oh my God, but it's just not ready yet. Something beautiful is brewing for you. Believe it, receive it. It's coming. Right now it's time to enjoy. Enjoy that in-between space. You understand? Enjoy it. You know, this past year, there was even moments where I questioned even sharing my presence any further. I questioned if it was necessary. I was like, maybe I'm done. Maybe I did what I came to do, you know? And then also just like the state of the internet and like how it shifts and like how toxic it is. I'm like, do I really want to be a part of this? There's so much toxicity, and then like a way you become a target, and like, you know, having like a public profile kind of isolates you in different ways because you don't know who has like the right intentions. You don't know who's going to make up stuff about you. Even if you're out and about and someone looks at you, you don't know if they recognize. That happens to me all the time. Someone will be staring at me. I'm like, oh, why is this person staring at me? Then they come up to me and it's like they recognize me. It's just a weird experience, you know, but it's beautiful. Like, I always love when someone comes up to me and they're like, yo, listen to the podcast. And I'm like, that's kind of how I measure like what I do, is by those human physical experiences. So if you ever see me in the streets, pull up on me, please, you know. But I had to really take time about it, because I'm like, I know once I put my all in, because I haven't even put, can I be honest with y'all? I haven't even put my all in. I've been holding back. I haven't even given this world what I can give, because something beautiful is still brewing within us, right? But I know if I put my all in, I mean, I'm gonna humbly say this, even though it's gonna sound boasty, I know I will become a global figure, a global icon. And I had to really take time to think about it. Oh, do I want that type of visibility? And I had to get lost in the weeds of my own mind and of my purpose, and having moments I didn't even feel like myself, and I deconstructed everything I built, and I questioned if it was important. Should I do this? And then I realized, even when we think we took a wrong turn and we think we're lost, for some reason, it's like, no, we're exactly where we're supposed to be. We might actually just be early to the party. It hasn't even started yet. Maybe the seed in you hasn't even bloomed yet. You're rushing, you're questioning. The soil's warm. Something beautiful is brewing within you. The roots are spreading. Even if no one else notices, that doesn't matter, because we're not here to perform for others. There's no need to prove. Guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they even judge you. We're all gonna pass away one day. And that's nothing to be afraid of. It's just nature, right? Like the rivers will flow into the lakes or the oceans, and the moon will be visible at night again. It's just nature doing its thing. We will pass. So do the judgments of others matter? Nah. If you were, you know, something I often do if I'm getting in my head, or if I'm worried what people will think, even though that really doesn't happen anymore much, but I still ask myself, if you were to pass away in 1 week, would you care about these little things that you're stressing about? No. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. And even if people remember you and judge you when you're gone, guess what? They're gonna forget you 6 months later, or they're gonna pass away as well. So I realize all that matters is the present, is our presence, and doing what our highest nature, what our soul is calling us to do. Let it brew. Something beautiful is brewing within you. It's coming, it's happening. I want you to honor and celebrate it. And honor and celebrate the other parts of you too. I want you to celebrate your stillness and your season of becoming. Being able to observe and sit and wait and be patient. And then honor your effort to take another step. The fact that you take another step and you get up, you try, something beautiful is brewing within you. And then celebrate your resilience to continue to live a life, carve a life out that feels true for you. That is true beauty. That is true beauty, my friend. Because sometimes the beauty isn't in always what you're wearing. It's not in the hair. It's not in the career, the title, your follower count. It's simply who you are becoming. And when you can look at yourself, at your character, your intrinsic values, your spirit, and you can be like, wow, I love you. I love you. I was watching this video, and this girl moved to France, and she got married. And at her wedding, her brother did a speech, and her brother just talked about her job and, like, you know, her career and how well she's doing in her career. And I guess the French side of the family, like her husband's family and her husband, thought that was so weird, even like cracking jokes about it for weeks to come. Like, oh, your brother was so fixated on your job. And she's like, yo, out here, it seems like people value more just like their life, their connections, their friends, their family. You ask somebody, what do you do? And it's not like they just automatically reply with their job. She actually said her husband has a strict rule. He doesn't talk about work at home. Not even about that. You know, talk about, hey, let's talk about our love for wine, and let's go for a walk. Let's do this, whatever it may be. And I actually love that. And there's nothing wrong with feeling proud about our jobs or careers, our crafts, because that is our world as well. Nothing wrong with loving how we look and celebrating the beauty on the surface. No. But again, we need balance. If we never celebrate the depths of our beauty, well, then we're left with a life that will feel a little bit shallow. It looks good, but for some reason just never quite feels good, feel right. Because the truth is, your becoming is the beauty, right? That's the real you. Even the pressure you may feel in this season, I say love it. Love the pressure. What a feeling to feel pressure, because that pressure you feel is the proof that something beautiful is brewing in you. Many of us are so much stronger this year than we were last year. I give a lot less F's this year compared to last year in a beautiful way. Me and my daughter's resilience this year and the way we're connecting is top tier since last year and her mother passing. We are thriving, although life hit us hard. We are choosing to lead with love, even when life became unexplainable and one giant mystery. But let me remind you, pressure doesn't come to things that are not ready. Pressure comes when it's ready to create a diamond. You know, tea don't release its flavor until it's steeped. And you, the beautiful you, sometimes I think you don't even realize how much your story holds. You've been steeped in pain, in lessons, in love, and now things are brewing, things are shifting. And one tiny change can make all the change in the world. Man, my life feels so different right now from just moving 45 minutes into the city. Like, I walk about 12,000 to 20,000 steps a day. When before last year, this time, I was doing like 5,000 steps a day because my environment didn't really promote much walking. It's crazy how just a shift in environment can change your whole life. Like, my whole life feels different right now just from moving. And I'm riding bikes every day. I'm at the beach every day. I'm outside. I'm connecting with people. I'm meeting people. People are coming up to me. I love your podcast, Heinz. I'm just like, you know, like, a life feels like it's just activating, but I can still feel that something beautiful is brewing within. And I also got to do a really cool project for Bob Marley. The video is up on his YouTube channel. Please go check it out. Go on YouTube, type in Bob Marley, and go to the official channel. And I did a meaningful story honoring the legacy of Bob Marley. And the beautiful thing is, like, it was literally a Bob Marley song that, like, triggered the beginning of a new journey for me about, like, 12 years ago. And in so many ways, like, a decade later, to do this video, I can't even explain it in words. It was something that was brewing and something that I was ready to receive and execute. And it was very sentimental for me. And it meant a lot. Like, I can't even explain it because that's how much it meant. You know what I'm saying? So go check that out, Bob Marley's YouTube channel. And you'll see the thumbnail should say Heinz Talks Uprising. That's his last album. And that was, like, the first, like, real external win I felt. It's not external, that was an internal thing, but, like, there was such a delay in life because we were doing so much work in the root and the foundation, and many of us are, right? Something beautiful is brewing within you. Honor it. And you're about to see why that delay wasn't denial, but the detours were divine. You're not behind. You are brewing. You're being seasoned. You're being strengthened. You're being softened too, because the version of you that is becoming moves different, doesn't chase, doesn't need to conform, doesn't beg for rooms that you were meant to build yourself. This version of you sits deeper in their body, speaks with more intention. The smile just breaks a lot easier. And this version of you cherishes and chooses peace, and you bring peace as well. So if today, this week, or whenever you are feeling a little heavy, let me remind you, something beautiful is brewing within you. Say that to you. Say that to yourself today, all day. Something beautiful is brewing within me. It's like you are fermenting into something unshakable, right? You're becoming a person that even you will admire, not because of just your accomplishments, but because of your alignment. Remember, you never lost your light. You just learned how to carry it better. Understand that something beautiful is brewing within you, and speak like someone who knows that they're being prepared. You don't need to prove yourself. You're being prepared. They're about to know. Walk around like you're the best kept secret. Rest like someone who trusts the process, because beauty is brewing within you. And when it finally pours out, oh, it's going to taste like the finest grace. It's going to smell like truth, and it's going to look like you, your essence, your spirit. And you won't need to convince anybody because you'll just arrive and the world will whisper back, damn, I guess we've been waiting for this version of you. Something so beautiful is brewing in you. Embrace it, believe it, receive it. And you done know in hindsight, everything is going to be more than all right.